this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young. Right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s. Till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment, Chrome Bills.
Episode 14.
Ladies and gentlemen,
introducing.
I honestly never thought it would get this far. That means we've probably done like over 15 or 16 hours of us just talking about rap, and we still have things to say.
Well, can I do my intro, please?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Introducing Chrome Bills featuring C's Mikes.
Hey, what's up, guys?
MC K Chromosome.
Yes, yes.
Hello.
And yours truly, DJ Steve Bills.
Dude, you
very nice.
you posted something on Facebook today. And it was like a Tumblr page of DJs posing like aggressively for flyers. How fucking hilarious was that?
That was good.
See, this will be like one of the comments we got on the SoundCloud page is actually that if we would like post links as it's playing to things that we're talking about, it would make the show way more interactive.
That's a great idea.
So one of us will go back and post the links to this. There's one picture where the guy has a really small CDJ. I didn't even realize these existed. And he's like trying to deep throat it.
Are you serious?
I was like, what in the hell is going on?
I enjoyed the guy who was trying to barbecue his turntable. He really? Had it on like a Weber. He had it on a Weber grill.
That's some meta shit right there.
DJ Chef.
DJ Chef was cooking something. It was like a bunch of chopped up vegetables and then some disgusting piece of meat in the middle. Fuck.
Got it.
DJs are corny. I'm a corny dude just by association. How many DJs are some herbs like shit?
Just a visual, man. You got to come with some crazy shit. This is a great
break. Did he have both hands rusty?
I think it's both hands clusty.
Is it clusty? I have no idea.
Clusty. We'll put that up to
like
the
listeners. Like I've said previously, I just hear the flows and then I like random words jump out of me where I'm like, he says Montreal in this line. But I have no clue like a... If you were like transcribe this verse, I'd be like, no, 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 Kangol hat.
It's a very.
He's still one of the illest, though.
It's
He's
a very abstract album. I love this album.
So you've been up in New York for a couple more weeks, Chuck. What's been happening up there?
So here's a funny story. I was actually going to bring this up. Last weekend was Brooklyn Hip Hop Fest. It was probably all of like 15 minutes from where I live. I woke up and it was raining on and off. And the problem with technology is I went on to see like how much were tickets were, make sure it wasn't sold out and all this stuff. And the webpage I ended up on was like, or watch live stream here.
Oh, shit.
And your boy just like kicked back and I was like, oh, look, Redman's going on in 10 minutes. They're doing a... It had like the set times and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
That option's going to work.
And you didn't have to pay?
Get no.
Wow.
It was like Hip Hop DX.
Okay.
When I Googled it, was one of the sites that was just streaming it. And the streaming quality was in fucking sane. Like, it was high-def video and good-sounding audio that was being pumped. You could tell, like, out of the soundboard. It wasn't, like, a external mic.
Yeah.
And so I watched, like, the EPMD set, the Redman set, and a little bit of the Pusher T set.
I mean, that technology is kind of a game-changer when you think about it, man.
Like, so to answer your question, it's basically like I'm doing stuff I could have done if I was doing
that. Who was headlining Brooklyn Hip Hop Fest?
It was Pusha T, which is kind of a strange... If you really think about who the main acts were, none of them are from Brooklyn. Redman's from... Well, where's EPMD from?
Long Island.
Okay, because Redman's from Newark, and Pusha T is from, like, Southern Virginia.
He's from Virginia Beach.
Yeah, but maybe that's them just embracing how big hip-hop is... gotten since obviously it started in the Bronx or Queens. They can fight about that. But Brooklyn was one of the originators.
True.
True. You almost got me on my high horse.
I was gonna say.
I got.
Where were you going? I saw you give me a funny look.
Why did my nipples just get hard for some reason?
What were you gonna say?
I wasn't gonna say shit. I was gonna say it's good to see you.
If you were thinking Brooklyn Hip Hop Fest, like, and you didn't know who
Big
it
Daddy
played,
Kane.
Who would you think would
Big
play
Daddy
Big
Kane.
Daddy Kane?
Big Daddy Kane.
I guess it's also like the seventh year they've done it, so
right.
You can't have like the same acts. But I mean, in my head, I think like Mos Def, and Khalid.
Were there just rap acts? Like, was there any breakdancing or anything like that?
There was a lot of DJing. There might have been stuff going on. The camera feed they have is just on the stage.
Okay.
And I assume when they say festival, I'm sure it was like a big event, merch booths, and God knows what.
You know, I was thinking about this because we were talking about it last week in terms of how different our experiences were. And, you know, hopefully some of our listeners can relate. Like, I remember when I used to go to open mics or performances or nightclubs. When I was in my early 20s, there was always people breakdancing, even at things as big as, like, the BK Hip Hop Fest. I remember I went to a show up there. I don't remember. I think it was in one of the five boroughs, but it was on a pier or something like that. I think it was Manhattan. But there was, you know, like, every big rap name at that time. But then there was, like, kids breakdancing on the asphalt. I feel like if that's missing from the environment, that's a really bad thing.
People have too nice of shoes and pants and stuff now to be breakdancing and messing them up, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's got Jordans, so they're not going to be breakdancing with that.
Well, also, that's another thing I think about with that is that if you're going to go breakdance somewhere, you don't, like, dress nice and then put your shit on. Like, you arrive wearing that.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that has something to do with it. I don't know.
Who were the crews in D.C. outside of Lions and Zion? Like, I definitely remember them being in a lot of stuff.
So Natural Elements crew was the people.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
So that's actually how I got introduced to Jason, was through Low Key, who was down with them. And so, you know, like, that, it all goes all the way back to that shit. And they were big in D.C., you know. Like, I remember I'd end up at a place like Five or whatever, one of those bigger clubs were, where there was people breakdancing. Next thing I know, somebody's like, oh, they're going to do an open mic. It's like, holy shit, there's like 800 people here. And I'm drunk
as shit. Those were the days where, like, it wasn't those clubs where you're like, oh, it's an open mic, which basically means I'm going to leave my circle of friends, grab a mic, and it's still just going to be the 20 of us.
Right.
I remember grabbing open mics and, like you said, in venues with like 500-600 people.
Yeah. I miss that shit. And it's all because the breakdancers aren't there anymore.
It always helped that I was talking to Cole, because otherwise I would have just been another dude in the crowd. But they'd be like, hey, C's, we're going to do an open mic. He'd be like, hey, come with me.
Yeah.
Well, you're looking out.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, no, it's that. Well, but I mean, that's another thing. Like, I feel like those experiences that we're talking about now, what percentage of our audience do you think relates to those experiences? Seriously, like,
Cole has twice implied that we have an audience.
That's why I was laughing.
I'm trying to crowdsource some reaction.
Intimated.
Aaron Hernandez, go, audience.
We're taking calls at 866. We don't have a phone. 866. We do not have a phone.
Well, for anybody listening, if you do have an experience that you'd like to share, leave it in the comments.
Yeah,
we want to have an interactive audience.
I agree with that.
Please. You know?
Please tell us what we should do.
Or hit us up on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
At ChromeBills.
What's up, y'all?
What's up with you? How was your week? I haven't seen you guys since July 4th, man.
My week is boring.
Yeah. Which was a big time for hip-hop, because, you know, on July 4th was when the Jay-Z joint got released.
Right.
Very true.
So
have either of you checked that?
I want to know.
Joke. Yeah. I had a joke in my head that Steve and I were going to disagree about what songs we liked, and Cole was going to be like, haven't heard it.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Nailed it.
Well, first of all, we need to mention that Tom Ford is a hit.
I heard Tom Ford on Hot 97.
That's good. Do you know what Tom Ford is?
No, what is that?
So, Jay-Z has a song about a gay fashion designer named Tom Ford.
Okay.
Tom Ford.
What's the point of the song?
The point of the song is that he doesn't rock, he doesn't pop Molly, he wears Tom Ford.
I don't pop Molly, I rock Tom Ford.
That's kind of dope. I like that.
It's just very strange.
Well, no, I think he's saying I'm the opposite of, like, these younger cats that are all about drugs. Like, I've made so much fucking money. I mean, drug money is one
thing.
That's
probably a fair... That's probably a fair interpretation of the song, because I think it's like an upscale. I know nothing about Tom Ford prior to hearing the song. And just from Googling it, I think it's like expensive clothing, right, Steve?
No, I think it's very, yeah. We Justin was actually the one who told me about him.
Oh, that's right,
he's got a beard, though. He's got a very nice beard.
Yep.
Yeah. Better than our beard.
I know you're disappointed because he's not roofing women and then raping them, like your favorite song from Rick Ross. But I feel like he's going the opposite route.
Yeah, there's been a steep decline in songs talking about rape since that dropped.
That song really kind of pushed it over the
edge.
Well,
I know that you find that to be a very bitter disappointment, so...
I've been crying myself to sleep on a nightly basis, actually.
Well, actually, for any listeners out there interested in checking something out, there is a guy who has an album called The Rape, and he goes by Cubby Bear. He's based in Baltimore, and I'm playing with him August 17th at Metro Gallery in Baltimore.
Oh, heck yeah.
So come on out.
I will be there.
Come on out.
I did see something about that. Nice. Yo, C's, we played at that spot, right? Is that where we did the... We opened up for, Lush Farm.
Yep.
This is probably back in 2009.
There's a bunch of live hooks on a song we have called Identify. It's on a Hello Big Mama. All the hooks are doubled by the audio from that show. Like, we did the song live.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
And you guys are rocking, is Max rocking too?
Yeah, it's just going to be me and Max. I'd like for Cam to come. I asked him, he'll let me know if he's available. But okay. I think we're just going to do a lot of freestyling. I mean, the stuff that we've recorded, I don't know how ready it is. So, but it'll be fun. Let's get high as shit and then freestyle.
In other words, Saturday.
I'm actually in Maryland that weekend. So we'll
Definitely come through, man.
Yeah, I mean, I have no car and I'm spread pretty thin, but I'm going to try and make it happen for, you know, in the name of Chrome Bills.
Right.
So that's, what's the date again?
August 17th.
August 17th at Metro...
I think it's called Metro Gallery or Metro Place.
Okay, downtown Baltimore?
Yeah, downtown Baltimore.
How much are tickets for outsiders?
It's actually, that's another big thing. Well, number one, go to facebook.com/C's Mics or the Chrome Bills. It's at Chrome Bills on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And you can get the location and all that stuff. But it's a free show. There's no cover.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So the first fan to come up to me and say, you yabba dabba doos it, is going to get a free signed vinyl. Of the Resonation 12-inch.
There you go.
Do I have a copy of that?
Steve, I'll slap you upside your head.
So,
I do want to go back to, before we finish talking about Magna Carta.
I think we should go back to
the Jay-Z album. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about how Steve's favorite song, Cole, has Rick Ross on.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. It's real good.
What's the song
Fuck
about?
Me, you know I've got
it's
it.
It's called Fuck With Me, You Know I've Got It.
Shit.
And he says, I just went to Europe.
Fella?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I'll check it out. I like Jay-Z. Do you guys like the album overall?
I actually do. Now that I've absorbed it a little bit.
I've heard and have accepted the opinion that it's the fourth best Jay-Z album. Behind Reasonable Doubt, The Blueprint, and The Black Album. In any particular order.
I mean, that's saying something.
Has like 11 albums. So
that's saying something. Because those are three classic albums. Let me ask you this. Where do you listen to it mostly? In your car?
I do not have a car.
Oh, so you listen to it on your commute in headphones.
I listen to it on the commute in headphones, though, yeah.
That's kind of dope. That's kind of dope.
Between walking and taking the subway, like I still have like an hour-long commute round trip, like half hour each way.
Right.
And, that's mostly when I listen to it.
Did any of you, see the video or photographs of him performing at the MoMA?
Is that where he did 6 hours of
He did
Picasso,
six
maybe?
Hours of the same song. Had an audience there and performed the same song for 6 hours.
I don't believe that.
There's evidence of it online.
6 hours?
And the song is called Picasso, Baby.
Steve,
why
how
6 hours?
Not list?
I mean, like, no, I think you guys are kind of glossing over that.
That's a long fucking time.
Beyond a long fucking time. Like, a half hour of that would be a little ridiculous.
It's weird, man. It was very weird.
How was the crowd reacting?
Steve, where are you at on that track?
I put that at number 3.
On the album?
Okay. Yeah, I put it at number 3.
That's probably my number 1. Okay. Like, I think it's vicious. Because it's got the old school, not old school, but...
No, it's got a New York
song. It's like a
New York
song. It's like a 90s, like, New York song. Yeah.
And then he's got a line in the song where he says that he wants a brothel. And then he says, no, scratch that. I just want my wife to fuck me like a prostitute.
It's actually great. Dude, his flow, even when the song starts, is like...
I like it.
Yeah,
I can't
like Seize likes it.
That's such, that is a very good line. For what he's trying to convey, for what he's trying to convey, that really just gets to the bottom of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, before I forget, I did want to bring up that episode 14 of Chrome Bills is brought to you by Boat Shoes. You're not a particular brand or supplier.
Boat shoes.
Just the
in general.
Idea of wearing boat shoes while not on boats.
No, those blue ones that you wore every Friday for two or three years in a row.
Yeah. Dude, I wore
the same
wore the
same pair of shoes every week for every Friday.
Every casual Friday for I worked there for over 3 years.
Yeah.
So doing the math in my head, we're talking like over 156 casual Fridays. I wore the same pair of boat shoes, and they look brand new.
They're blue suede. They're blue suede with white laces.
Honestly, that's kind of fresh.
Boat shoes.
Let me ask you this. How comfortable were they?
Incredible. They're made by Timberland.
That
but this sponsorship is not just Timberland boat shoes. This is boat shoes of all sizes, forms, fabrics, and brands.
I like a Clark's boat shoe. Or are those considered just Clark's?
I actually got a really big sponsor for us.
All right.
Since we didn't have, I took the last 2 weeks, I got my Pete Campbell on, I got the account, and I got us a sponsorship with IKEA. And the reason that they said they'd give us a sponsorship was they listened to the podcast and they're like, you have the same slogan as we do. Any bunch of idiots could put this shit together. So thank you, IKEA.
Touché. Yo, have you guys hit the soundboard once over there? That's the one.
I did hit some AOs.
I think I hit it at the beginning.
Who are you?
Opening up the fourth wall, which that statement should probably get an AO.
Opening up the fourth wall? Is that the one? Let's not go there. Hey, don't go there. Don't go there, Chuck.
I was just listening. I was watching Family Guy.
I like when you throw on the morning zoo radio voice.
Hey, this guy's really zany.
We're right, giving away $100,000, and by that I mean the candy bar.
Watch out for this one. He's a loose cannon.
All right, I got a sponsor. Let me drop this on you.
I can't front. I've been looking forward to this all week. Okay. I'm excited.
Pfizer. Pfizer, Columbia, Rough House Records, and Tim Dog are proud to introduce a pill which remixes the world of antidepressants with hip-hop street flavor.
Stop. Oh my god. That's incredible.
This motherfucker.
You're messing up my timing.
My bad, I'll mute my mic.
Pfizer, Columbia, Roughhouse Records, and Tim Dog are proud to introduce a pill which remixes the world of antidepressants with hip-hop street flavor. Tame Dog. For those times when thugged out gets too bugged out. Tame Dog.
Tame Dog.
Side effects include anger towards women, anger towards Compton, California, prison time for assault with a deadly weapon, or just extreme passiveness. Tame Dog.
Yo, see, you can't deny, like, I don't know if we've talked about this during the podcast. I've definitely brought it up off air. But the amount of work that Steve Bills puts into this podcast, like, far quadruples the amount of effort that you and I put in. Like, off the mic, not only does he do all the mix, like, post-production, editing out all the bullshit, making all the beats, but he's actually writing incredible live reads, or generating sponsorship, I should say. There you go.
I don't want to tell you what he's doing right now. Well, here's where I feel like I'm fucking up. Like, you know, on some, you got to carry on weight. I just walk down, I come in, smoke pot, have a cigarette, talk for an hour, and then fucking leave. Like, I feel
I think that's your role on this. Like, that's your strength.
That is actually your strength. If you try to do more, you're out. You're out of here.
The entire block would be on fire if you tried to let me do this technical shit.
Oh, please DJ next time.
There's dozens.
I'm even worried, like, if you did show prep, we might be like, I don't want to talk about that. Okay.
So what do you think of Thoreau's theory about economics?
It's like, so I was reading this book called Classic Imperialism by Noam Chomsky.
Oh, Chomsky.
People just want to hear dick jokes.
You know what I have given a lot of burn this week, by the way, is the the Black Milk single. The Sunday's... What is that joint called?
Sunday's Best, Monday's Worst.
That shit is so vicious, dude.
It is
fire! I remember you hit me up and you were like 10,000 listen club. I mean, that is a song that will get... Maybe you said 1,000. But either way, like, it's in that amount of listens. And I'll go in the SoundCloud and send a link to the song, but it is my joint right now.
Yeah, remember, listeners, you can check out the links to a lot of what we're talking about by clicking on the SoundCloud.com/ChromeBills page.
Thank you for that, Cees.
This guy's a loose cannon.
He's overstepping his boundaries, K-Chrome.
Sorry.
Please step in.
Yo, and speaking of doing the radio voice, I gotta bring Cees up on this. So, I've been in New York now for, like, say, 6 weeks. And I had to take a zip car for work. Oh, by the way, I love this beat. This is the Tribe joint, the Jam.
I threw this for you because you told me in a drunken haze that this was one of your favorite Tribe beats.
Yeah, because it was Friday afternoon in the middle of June. Mm. Hell yeah.
Speed on
so,
it.
Like, I had to take a zip car for work, and I was doing, like, an hour-long car ride. And I listened to Hot 97. And Funk Flex, who I'm sure, like, most of us, I associate with, like, incredible mixtapes and, like, major album releases and just
bomb
very, very prominent hip-hop events. I mean, if you don't live in New York, like, when Funk Flex ends up coming out of your speakers, it's because it's, like, something pretty serious. And Cees, I kid you not, this Bama was doing live reads for, like, bodegas, like, between. And I quote, he was like, Bing Cherries, $2.99 a pound. It's going down, baby. Bomb drop.
Hey, you gotta make
like,
it happen.
Yo, what in the fuck? Are you serious?
Gotta pay the bills, man.
It's going down.
It's going down.
You know, it's funny because you remember the Sports Junkies?
Yeah.
So there's a local radio show in the DC area called the Sports Junkies, and they were on real early in the morning. And so I was talking to one of the dudes. I was like, yo, you should make this into a podcast. He was like, how do I make any money? And I remember saying to him, I was like, you just worked the advertisement into the show. I should have fucking ran with that shit.
Definitely.
You know? Because that's all fools do now, is they just do a couple live reads during the show. Adam Carolla shit, you know? His whole thing is just doing a live read to bookend the fucking podcast, and that pays for it.
If Jay-Z was in the room, he would say that I'm going to make a song called Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
Get that Adam Carolla money.
I'm going after those Google hits.
Yo, Steve, why don't you tell everyone about the drinking game you made off of
back to Tom Ford.
Is it called drinking red wine alone until I get here?
Molly, I rock Tom Ford.
I thought I was being sophisticated tonight my beard and red wine.
Yeah, the beard, that's a whole thing, man.
That's a whole episode.
Can you see that shit, Chuck?
Oh, yeah. When we popped up to, like, do the show prep on Google Chat, shout out to Google Chat, I said, have you not shaved since July 4th? Because I saw him over the 4th.
We should post a picture of you with a beard.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. For this episode, we're going to post some pictures.
Yeah.
Yo, what I'm going to post right at this moment in the SoundCloud is just a picture of ZZ Top.
All right, so for everybody out there, we are the first, and you can check the timeline. We are the first to play the Tom Ford drinking game. It's a little complex.
Legit.
Which is, every time he says Tom Ford, you got to drink.
Which is a lot.
29 times or something? No, it was like 17?
No. It was 16.
16?
It doesn't seem like a lot, but there's a good
stretch.
That kind
of does.
It's a good stretch where you're like hitting the bottom.
Well, like the chorus is hit hard, man, because you're talking like six. Like it's the last line in the verse and then like five repetitions in the chorus.
Right.
The chorus is literally this. Tom Ford. Tom Ford.
I gotta hear this.
Rinse, repeat.
It's a strange album.
Yeah.
Another strange line that he had in the album was he said that he was going to bring back voguing. And I was like, what is that?
You know, honestly, I don't know if it's me projecting what I think of him as a marketer onto anything, but I actually don't think that's that bad an idea. In a weird way, I'm like, I just think that dude will make it work. What has he tried that hasn't worked?
The Budweiser campaign.
What happened with that?
Teaming up Formula One race cars with hip hop and Budweiser didn't work too well, I don't think.
But was that his idea?
I would say it may not have worked for him, but I guarantee it worked for them.
You think it worked for them? I was going to say it worked for them, but didn't work for him.
That's my point.
Oh, that's what you said?
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly what I said.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us, Steve.
You just rephrased it and made it your own.
Okay, so you're saying that I took your phrase and then made it my own?
So what you're saying is what I'm saying is what you're saying is what they're saying about what he's saying. Hey, yo, you know what I'm saying?
I almost need like a New Jersey stand up. New Jersey stand up.
Lyrics to go.
Football starting back up
lyrics
soon.
To go.
What do we got, Giants? What? Who do you root for, Steve?
Redskins.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah.
And I heard. I was on Deadspin today, and it looks like RG3 is like texting dick pics to some girl.
It's a whole thing, man.
Oh man.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, dude.
Well, here's what happened. Here's what happened. It was something like this dude on Twitter hit this chick up and was like, did you see RG3 is going to get married today? You're going to go ruin it. So this girl on Twitter was like, no, but I'm not going to share these with his like bride to be. And it was like a picture. But the thing about that, like there's you can't see the face. The thing about that shit is who knows now people that are coming to his defense are like, those are old pictures. Like anyone had access to those. So it's all, I don't know. I feel like at this point, I don't fucking care what these guys do. I mean, honestly, like, I wish I lived in a world where that was an option. But if I rooted against, like, every asshole, I wouldn't even fucking leave my house.
Dude, he's there.
You wouldn't watch sports, and you probably wouldn't listen to music.
He's there to leave the team,
yeah.
Run for a first down, and throw touchdowns. He's not there to, like, teach young men how to be faithfully married.
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, and I don't think he's doing it. But that's just me. You know, I just view him as such a good dude. But ultimately, if it came out that he was, I'm like, if you're not killing someone and you're not, you're hurting.
He's killing his wife.
He's hurting his community too. This is a fucked up thing. We're talking about this shit like it's actually happening. I don't think it's happening.
We don't know if it's happening or not. Right.
I don't. But it's just with like the whole Aaron Hernandez thing. I'm like, all right, like you went way over the fucking line.
Yeah.
I don't want to propagate something you're involved with. But like, you know, some of the other shit, like, all right. Like, if you're doing PEDs, steroids, I don't give a fuck.
You're just doing that's like me drinking coffee at work.
Well, I mean, I think that it's different.
Maybe
because
that's an over. Maybe
you shit on one of my points last show, I'm going to shit on this point of yours. Like, the consequences of prolonged steroid use are far outweigh the prolonged use of caffeine. But that's such an individual choice. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to... You'd have to drink, like, 12 cups of coffee a day for 20 years.
Maybe I will.
You do that, but that's your
Maybe
choice.
Maybe I will, then.
As an American,
that's fine. I was going to say, you've never seen the amount of coffee consumed by the one and only Steve Bill.
Do you really drink a lot of coffee?
No, one cup. I'm a one-cupper.
Yeah. I mean, I'm two at most. But you know what I mean? Like, you want to do that with steroids? Yeah. You want to take... If for what you guys do for your livings, if somebody came up to you is like, the way that you make money... I could give you something that will exponentially increase your chances of doing it better.
Yeah, it's called it's called Provigil.
What's that?
It's like it's a
mental steroid.
Yeah, it's like a mental steroid.
Stock market drug.
Yeah,
stock market
kids in college kids are taking.
It's like the what was that movie Limitless with Bradley Cooper where he gets the magic pill?
Exactly
so
what
it's
it is.
Like actually that
you can buy it online right now.
Have you tried it?
Fuck no.
Y'all a bunch of pill popping motherfuckers.
No, I can't do that.
Why not? It's basically just cocaine, right?
No, it's not cocaine.
I feel so focused, but I have to shit.
It's not cocaine. It's well, I don't know because I haven't taken it, but I've watched videos of people taking it and just watching their demeanor change.
How do you already have the instrumental of this?
Oh, okay. So to the folks
Cole,
listening
before,
at home,
before you tell them what this is,
yeah, this is the Jay-Z beat for Picasso, baby.
Okay.
I said before you tell him what it is.
Oh, my bad.
For 6 hours, huh?
Okay, so say it again.
Before you tell him what it is.
Okay, so listen to this beat.
Cease, there's no way you don't take this beat off of B-tape.
Yeah, no, this is...
And now it's in kind of like a weird breakdown, but wait till it gets back to the verses.
Okay, let's listen to this album.
Let's all at home enjoy.
I want my wife to fuck me like a prostitute. I want to fuck my wife like a prostitute in her pasta shoot.
Wow. Wait, is this the instrumental or the same?
But be careful, you could get covered in lots of poop.
And lobster shoes.
She was a mobster too.
Okay, so this is Adrian. I don't know if it's Adrian Young
sample,
or
right?
Adrian Jung, but this is the sample.
I'm sure Bart would say it's like
Adrian Junge. He's from Czechoslovakia. His name is Adrian Junge. And so this is his beat.
Up there with what's Tones Boy from Europe that he does beats for? Roz Kaz.
And
shout out to Tone. There's gonna be a Tone reference in every fucking
episode. Shout outs to Broadway.
I don't know where Tone is, but I 100% guarantee he's awake right now.
Hey, yo. So check this out. Adrian Young. I think Timberland, was Timberland the one who produced this? The beat sounds exactly like this.
Yeah.
And there was there's another beat on here which sounds exactly like the original.
Really?
On the Jay-Z album. It's like they just bought the song. And we're like,
they sampled it or they played it?
No, they sampled it.
Okay. But it works?
Yeah, it's fire. Fire.
Fire. Oh.
Fire. And then
you know what I liked about, I guess it was like episode 13 of Chrome Bills? Is that the one where we played your stuff at the end?
Yes.
So I think we should always do that and leave like a little bit at the end.
Okay.
For people to enjoy. And you know what we never played was the Kurt Vonnegut, which is talked about in like episode 10.
That's a done deal.
Yeah.
That's a done deal.
Post-production, we want to get Jake One featuring C's Mikes. Unauthorized track, Jake One featuring C's Mikes.
He didn't exactly call me and say, here's a beat. There was a contest where you could rap over one of his beats, so that was the song that I did. So yeah, that'd be cool. Thanks, guys.
Done deal. And where can they buy that?
You can't. Well, I there's no way I could sell that.
It's but
if you, so if you send,
you can find it.
If
on
you
Chrome
send
Bills.
99 cents to seesmikes@gmail.com, he will email you the track.
I'm about to get my email's going to be fucking hacked by the time this airs.
I can't believe
by who?
That shit's happened. I put something on a website.
I didn't give you your password, though.
What's that?
I didn't give you your password.
For what?
123Cs. 123Cs.
Yeah. I'm a simple dude. It wouldn't be hard to figure out. Anyway, well, here's something about the song. The vocals that are a little bit pitched to sound more like it's talking into a speaker.
Yeah.
Those are actual quotes from Kurt Vonnegut books. So everything else, you know, that's the one thing I would say I should tell you before you listen to it.
No, it's dope.
I write books from Kurt Vonnegut books.
There's a video on YouTube of him making the Rock Cocaine flow beat.
Oh, really?
Which was a De La Soul and MF Doom song.
Yeah.
Which for my entire life I assumed was an MF Doom beat. It was pretty fucking dope.
Actually, you know what? I thought the exact same thing.
Did you really?
No,
I see you fucking
just said
with
it.
The mouse.
So I just,
are we all good over there?
No, we're good. We're good. Okay. I was just making sure that the shit didn't time out.
Touching the mouse, I'm buttoning your blouse. I put a buck in your mouth, so shut the fuck out. Hey, yo. Yeah.
Yes.
Is it too early to freestyle?
It's never too early. I can't freestyle though because my shit will be off beat.
All right,
well,
C's Mike, take
just,
us away.
Just have to sync it up. Give me
yo,
some C's.
About to pick it up, put it on the floor, then you lick it up. I stick it up. You figure what? I got another microphone. Now it's in your gut. Turn it around, it's in your butt. You're nothing but a slut. I'm about to make you strut. I go to the course to make you putt. I'm about to wake you up, then put coffee in your cup. Cause that was just a bad dream I was describing. But now it's the morning time and both of us are vibing. Another day for surviving. Back up on the microphone, Cake Foam's arriving.
Who are you?
And I'm arriving. I just jumped in. I had to go and grab a beer. You can get it clear. I might be on beat, I might be off a little bit. Peace to them little kids that be growing up not listening to teachers but listening to Chrome Bills, cause that shit is so ill. It's like I've grown gills, like an underground fish. I call it the carp, call me the marker. You calling me Harper, I call you the sparker.
Yeah.
Steve Bills, what are you about to be a part of?
I'm about to do my freestyle thing and get in a swing like a jazz thing. I go ting, 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 ting. I'm knocking on the side of my glass. You can kiss on my ass. It's a razzmatazz. I got the jazz flow like a smooth criminal. And you know, I diss you on a subliminal. Why you trying to look at me? Libiminal. That ain't no shit that I heard before.
It's trivial.
But still, my
rappers
rhyme
are
is
minimal.
Raw. Why you cutting me off? Son of you soft. Looking at me stupid with your stupid beard. Get the fuck out of here. Smoke a cigarette. Huh? Figure
no,
yet. I'm out.
Yeah. You guys are having a beard off over there.
He tried to diss me. That wasn't a rap. I was saying he tried to diss me.
Oh, yeah?
What happens is that he looks at me, and when he sees my cheeks get really red because I'm running out of things to say, he jumps in there.
Well, that, and you said something that wasn't actually a word and then pointed out that it wasn't a word.
He was libididly.
So I was like, let me, minimal, trivial. I was like, let me give you something.
In fairness, I think I called the show Chrome Gills.
Hey, you did say Chrome Gills.
What? And then you said, it's like I've grown gills. That was ill. That was really ill.
That actually rhymed too.
Yeah, I think we need to change the name of the show to Chrome Gills.
That's my favorite shit. When you hear like the
yo, we'd have a way better logo. Can you imagine a fish with like chrome gills?
Yo, this is a good idea.
It's not a good idea.
What if it was a really intimidating fish?
Okay, it's a good idea.
Like a hammerhead shark. Or a marlin. I think a marlin would fuck you up, man.
All right, all right. Sorry. All right, we're talking about marlins. Let's get back on track.
All right, I do.
Tame,
all right,
I'm about to take a tame dog.
I got another. Do you have more sponsors? I do have a topic I wanted to bring up.
Bring it up.
I've been listening to a lot of, like, 90s rap stuff while also listening to, like, the new Jay-Z, J. Cole, whatever the fuck else is out.
Oh, boy. Year.
No, I just have a question. What is the and I don't know the answer to this question. What is the last, like, rap shit to come out as a group? Like, everyone comes out as solo artists. Jay-Z. I mean, they might be part of a clique, like Cash Money or Rockefeller or whatever, but, like, what is the last album to get any shine that came out as a group? And I don't know the answer to this.
Oh, you mean like a crew?
My guess is
like a crew album?
Yeah, but not that the
Roots.
Started...
Not the Roots putting out an album.
Yeah, no, like a new artist... Okay. And the way you're introduced to them is that there's multiple artists in this group. Like how, for example, like Smith & Wesson came out.
Right.
Or Wu-Tang Clan or whoever you want to use.
Like, here's a good example. If everybody on Boot Camp Click was just one MC versus what all their acts were, which was 2 to 3 MCs. They had like 4 acts and all of them were groups. Which is what you're
exactly.
saying, right?
There's and no now, solo artist when, well, there is now like Sean Price and shit, but when they were putting out music in the 90s, no one came out solo. Now, granted, I understand there was a larger, like, Boot Camp album that had 9 people. But I'm even saying, like, the Artifacts.
Well, to answer you, yeah. The last people I can think of, and this is not a good one, but D12. That's really the last group I can think of.
That might actually be the winner.
Because I'm thinking, you know, like De La Soul, but they're, you know, that doesn't fit into the category of what you're talking about.
I'm not trying to refer to, like, groups that have been around since, like, the 80s and 90s that are still putting out records.
Right.
Because then it's just a contest of, like, does De La or, like, someone else have a more recent
How does
release?
That work, though? Eminem came out solo and then came D12. That's how every group works.
Okay, so, but that isn't, I mean...
Well, D12 wouldn't have made it if Eminem had made it.
That's what I'm saying. Every group comes out, you blow up, then you put your crew on. That's how
No, but what Chuck's saying is that's, like, with the Boot Camp Click, they came up and they were... Who was the first one? Well,
Black Moon was the first one.
Right, and then
Which
by, like...
you could argue is kind of a solo artist, but then he wasn't on the Smith & Wesson album.
5FT was on... The Black Moon album. There's two MCs.
I mean, we'd have to do inventory of how many songs he rhymes on. I don't think
he rhymes on like
album.
4.
But the point is, within 4 years, you would have heard of OGC, Original Gun Clappers.
But it's like Smith & Wesson comes out. Black Moon's not even on the record. Now, granted, Evil D is doing some of the production, but Buckshot or 5FP never rhyme on the record.
Honestly, dude, think about this too. This is the Fugees, right? This might be the last group that was good.
I love this story, by the way, for the record.
I got the vocab. That's it, right? This is one of the first beats. This might be the second beat I ever wrote a rhyme to, next to the Dos Effects thing.
I love this. High fives.
But Fugees, yeah.
Intergalactic high five.
They were a group, and they came out, and they were dope. They were so... This is how good Lauryn Hill was. She could cover 4 pros. I mean, that was just, like, whatever. But, like, Wyclef is not that dope at rapping.
He's good enough, though.
He's good at freestyle.
Like, Proz is the dude that is so fucking terrible.
Aww.
But she carries both of them.
I don't mean to go at him like that.
I'll still listen to their songs.
What would that group be like if John Forte was in the group and not Proz?
Huh.
Because they have like a very similar flow, but John Forte is actually murder tracks.
Would you battle Prozwell if he...
If there was ample security, and it was just about rhymes,
could you serve Proswell in a battle?
What's at stake?
I would murk him, yes.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, son.
But what's like if it was just like just for props? I'd be like, yeah, I don't know. You want to put money on the line?
You might have some lines tucked away that you got.
That's
then
fine.
Again, though, like we learned though, is that I mean, Cole was like bringing it against Rhymefest in a battle at Scribble Jam. We should shoot a link to that.
And Link will be up.
Don't, I lost.
To beat Praz, like, you've got to come 100 times harder. Like, you can't just win on... Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey,
yo, hey, yo. Well, I think the other thing, too, is what I've seen...
Hey, yo.
Come harder. What I've seen with the most recent style of battling is it's so tailored to whoever they're going against. And I feel like that... I like that aspect of it. All the written stuff, like, people have a couple months to consider what they're going to say. I think that's,
I mean,
dope.
I think we talked about it where I said, I love that idea. I just wish it was in the beats.
Yeah.
I just think I'm into battling because I like hip-hop music, not because I like people shitting on other people's moms.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is I like to see somebody who's put work into their shit. And when you study somebody for 3 months and you start bringing up crazy shit, like, you can tell the dude, like, his heart's in it, you know?
All right, but in theory, like, imagine if you wrote a verse... shitting on, let's use me. You wrote a verse for 3 months shitting on me.
You mean another one?
Another verse. A new verse shitting on me. And you wrote it to this beat. Like, how hard you could work me to poke at.
Well, yeah, because I know a lot of shit about you. But you could do the same to me. We should gang up on Steve. But
this conversation's getting a little weird to me, guys.
But do you think that... So don't use me, then. Use, like, generic rapper X. So, don't you think you could still kill rapper X more if it was over?
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Not acapella.
I get what you're saying in terms of the aesthetic of it. What I'm saying is, I do appreciate the mental aspect of putting that work in, but I completely agree with you. They should be done over beats. They should be fucking songs, honestly.
Exactly, because people are going back to YouTube. You're gonna rewatch an acapella thing. Like, what the fuck? At a certain point, like, what's the replay value of slam poetry versus, like, classic hip hop songs?
We'll see. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, people are still checking for them. I agree about the replay value. I feel to me, it's like what I was saying about the breakdancing stuff earlier. Like, there's something missing from that. And, you know, I'm at a point in my life where you could easily say, like, oh, you're just getting older. I'm like, no, like, that's some important shit. You know, that vibe of breakdancing, like, that aspect of the shit that we're talking about
now. I think
now.
That stuff is close to, like, how the hip-hop, like, originally started in Park Jam,
right.
You know?
You should hear people
just
doing
people
things
partying,
over beats.
People dancing, whatever. It's more natural.
We're doing it right now.
It's more natural.
We decided to talk over beats.
This is a little bit rehearsed, but, like, I don't know. It would be tight to throw a Chrome Bills Park Jam where we just...
You,
like,
you got a big backyard?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
just have a bunch of creepy-ass listeners over to your house.
You say it's a little bit rehearsed, but on the grand scale of, like, zero being completely scripted and 10 being completely off the cuff, like, it's definitely closer to the off-the-cuff stuff.
Yeah, it's like an 8.5.
I mean, there's not a lot of format going on. Let's
it's not, no. Honest. No. Very true.
I mean,
it's for the best.
You made the beats last night.
I did. I made this beat here.
You're not spinning live.
It took,
like,
me a long
time. Difference. But, like, I haven't even seen Cole in, like, 3 weeks, let alone talk about what we would do on this show. Like,
yeah.
Even if I talked to him, I'd be like, how's your life?
Well, yeah, half of what we talk about, I'm like, so how have you been? I'm like, cutting out
of
email.
Like, you can't lead with me being like, my job is good. I really like it.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Do you have a job, Steve? Besides engineer extraordinaire?
I take care of cats.
Yes, the cat guy.
DJ and cat guy.
Your superhero name should be Catman.
Yo, I think the Venn diagram of DJ cat,
yeah.
DJ cat guy, DJ cat and man is, yeah, like
DJ cat
super heavy, dude.
That could be your DJ name, DJ Catman,
dude. That Venn diagram is heavy.
Hey,
going down New York City.
This dude's show is ill as shit.
Cherries.
He's a good DJ, but I'm always getting my allergies up because he's got his cats running around in the audience.
I just assume you're stoned. I'm like, damn, he is really having trouble today.
I'm stoned.
Yo, did we... All right, so if we're excluding D12, though, did we ever actually get to who the last group was?
Can I be honest with you guys? Chuck, I don't understand your question, man. There's tons of hip-hop groups coming out all the
Chuck,
time.
Chuck, we have to...
Who the fuck is the group
Chuck, check this out, though. We've taken so many dirty looks from him, we have to pause to give him
to
a
God,
dirty
if
look.
If you say Pro Era, I'm going to fucking laugh, because they're doing the same thing where they have to put Joey Badass out first. So
you got Chuck at a 9, dog.
But that's the same thing as D12 putting Eminem out.
No,
first.
But what you're saying is you don't
not,
even.
We're not counting D12. You didn't know who fucking Elda Sensei was.
You sent me a video of some dudes from Queens freestyling on Peter Rosenberg's show.
Clear Soul Forces or some shit?
I don't know. They're rhyming on some tribe beat, and you were
but that's not even. That's not even popping. Oh no, that's not Clear Soul Forces. That's World's Fair.
Okay, World's Fair.
But that's not even popping.
That's not a group. That's not popping.
I mean, I like those guys, but I want something to the level of like a video on MTV.
Okay, so
like,
you
what is
okay?
Like
does
yo? How about Wu-Tang?
No. Okay, are we not counting the Roots?
The Roots started in 1990.
Okay, I got you. A new group. All right, now
like a group that has come out as a new group.
I'd say it's Wu-Tang.
I'm getting amped.
Maybe the Fugees.
No, he's saying not old groups, new groups.
But I mean, what's the time that you're cutting that off at?
2010.
I just want to know the most recent group that came out and blew up as a group.
Odd Future blew up as a group.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Can I get my respects?
You get the three.
They still put the Tyler joint out.
Okay, they didn't put him out first. Odd Future is popping before that.
Okay, then who before that? Let's go another one back.
I already won. I don't need to go back and fix shit.
Don't roll your eyes.
My high horse is right here. I'm riding this bitch away.
I want to elaborate on the discussion as opposed to like, okay, we have one.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
Like more people came out as groups
back then. Stick with the format.
Okay.
But your point is well taken. That's definitely something that's changed. Do you think that's good or bad?
I think it's bad because I think rappers get fucking boring when you have to hear 48 bars or fucking 48, 16 bar verses in an album. Like, I'd rather just hear, like, 7 or 8. If you're not fucking Kendrick
Slaughterhouse. Are they more recent than Odd Future?
They came out solo first, though.
Okay. Fuck.
Yeah, you guys, after you high-five and fucking pat each other on the back and tickle each other's balls, then... Ayo.
Wow. It's a very homophobic episode, actually. There's a lot of...
Is that the first time Z's has touched the soundboard?
I've been doing it. Yeah. Slam doing it, actually.
God must be kidding me!
All right, hold on. We forgot a very important thing that happened between the last two episodes. We got a shout-out from...
Who are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Nardwar.
From Nardwar on Twitter.
So, well done by Steve Bills,
much respect to Nardwar. And the reason that happened is because I was record shopping and found a copy of Cheech and Chong. I don't know the name of the Cheech and Chong record. Actually, I should probably know this. But it has, if you open the insert up, there are rolling papers in the insert.
That's dope.
Big rolling
papers. So what, you showed him a picture of it?
So every time Nardwar interviews somebody who's like borderline pothead, he shows him that record and he gives him the record and he's like, here, look, it even has rolling papers in it.
Right.
Dude, he must have like 500 copies of that record because you even said he could have it. He's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, so I told him he could have the record. He told me he had a stockpile.
Okay.
He goes,
is there any way he's cheap?
Be real. Have you ever been to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada?
I mean, you know what I'm saying. I've been up there a couple times.
What you didn't know is Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong is from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
I did not know that.
And I got a gift for you. Here you go.
Thank you. Oh, wait.
They go, what the f- oh my god.
Oh, what is wow. This? Oh, wow.
Shit. So anyways.
That was the joint you killed earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's got to be a drop.
We even asked Nardwar if he would be on Chrome Bills? Like,
no,
I would
but-
just like to... I just like to know that the answer is no before we say it's no. You can only know after you try.
He won't be on Chrome Bills. He rocks Tom Ford.
That'd be like taking a picture of your photographer. It'd be meta. I say we do it.
I think I just solved the mystery of what Tom Ford is.
I thought you already knew.
No. I get it now. Everything, it's like saying like, yo, do you want some water? You're like, nah. I don't drink water. I rock Tom Ford.
Top of the line.
It's opposite of shit.
First of all, who responds to anything with "I don't drink water"?
I was being extreme with my, like, hey man.
But you're saying he goes for the highest level.
I don't
level
drink
level.
Water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I rock
like,
Tom Ford.
Yeah, 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 man. Like, do you want a Snapple?
Right.
I must be thirsty.
You better juice me, dog.
You want to go to the strip club?
Yeah. I mean, I'll be dropping $100 bills. That's what you're saying he's doing. He's like, I buy the strip club.
Yeah, he's rocking Tom Ford.
So, time's up.
Oh, shit.
Yo, I think we got a little extra time this time because Cease has not heard this, but I got Steve. Well, I didn't get him to.
You didn't do shit.
Steve on his own. Why don't you enjoy this shit? Fuck.
I'm just playing.
Shout out to Boat Shoes for being
Yo, man, we were doing all this work. The fuck you mean we?
I'm just kidding, man. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
It's like a fucking like marionette with strings and shit.
So what happened?
Why don't you tell them what's coming, though?
Tell them what you did.
He's talking to you, right?
Oh, yeah, he was talking to me.
What are you looking at me for?
Oh, shit.
Are you the high one?
Are you?
I should have just.
I don't get high. I drink red wine, dude.
I should have just started telling a story.
I don't get high. I drink Zinfandel.
I don't get high. I rock Zinfandel. All
right, so we got a little treat here at the end of Chrome Bill's episode 14.
Every inch you fell brought you down to Zinfandel. Every inch you fell brought you down to Zinfandel. That's some metaphorical shit.
Damn.
That's just trying to come up with the cleverest rhyme scheme and not saying anything.
Did you say every inch you fell, though?
Every inch you fell brought you down to Zinfandel.
Oh, that's dope. I like that.
You got to kind of... If you drink wine and you drink a lot of Zinfandel, you're kind of falling off. You need to get that shit checked out.
That's like smoking swag all the time.
When Biggie Ghost wrote for Lil' Kim, he was battling you on that rhyme, though, and he said, up in Chippendales, sipping Zinfandel.
That's pretty good.
What are they drinking?
I always like that.
Oh, Moscato.
There were these Biggie moments where he rhymed like a chick. They're hilarious.
Yeah.
When he would rhyme like a chick, he's like, he said he would get people's dick.
Whoa.
Dick rock.
Yo, there are actually, I think there's a, I don't know what you call this, but like,
I can't even keep a straight face.
Biggie recorded the ghost rhymes for Lil' Kim.
And yes.
And that's out there. That's on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah. And he's like, with like deep ass cunt that get a fella's dick rock or something. Like that.
Yo, he really.
And he rhymed it with hip hop.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
Post that, Chuck.
I want to know because what about you said Cole might not know this, and then you were gonna talk. What?
Here you go. It's the sample of the Chrome Bills theme.
Okay, that's an old pull. So this is gonna take us out now. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Listeners, leave a comment.
Maybe,
no.
Maybe
your song. Your song's taking us.
Well, no, but this is what we're going to be doing every episode.
The one and only C's Mike's featuring Jake One. This is C's Mike's featuring Jake One.
After this will be C's Mike.
The song is called
featuring Jake One.
The song is called Slaughterhouse Jive.
It's called Other Night. Yo, but what you're saying is from now on, this will be the song that plays when we're done.
No, it was just for this episode.
Okay.
Just today.
Gotcha. Well, I kind of like it.
It's cool, right? Yeah, it's tight.
I just think time's up is cool because it means
time's up.
We know when to shut the.
Yeah.
So I guess I owe you both apologies for tonight for being.
Why?
For cutting you off, Chuck, and repeating things that you said. Is that what's happening?
What?
I think I still am the leader in the clubhouse for Chrome Bills for repeating people and cutting people off.
Okay.
Thank you very much. My name is Jake Romazone. And I'm a DJ.
My name is Cole. I do all the work.
I'm Steve Bills. I fuck up the freestyles.
Yo.
Signing off. Episode 14. Go in. I couldn't figure out what I was going to say, so I did that.
Should we have a catchphrase?
I think the catchphrase to end it has always been just counting the four emphatically.
Okay, so you got
as a sign off to the grassroots.
Everything is synced up.
From The Office, right? What's the guy's name on The Office? Creed.
Yep.
Slam doing it.
All right. Sign us out, son.
This has been Chrome Bills, episode 14, with C's Mike's, Steve Bills, and Kate Robazon. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Seven, rest in peace. The world hasn't been the same since Kurt Vonnegut died, so I haven't been the same since Kurt Vonnegut died. People do strange things when suddenly confronted by a person out of his or her mind. There was a time when the glove wouldn't fit, so as bras burned, applause turned to crooked lips. But everyone slipped on the drenched deck of my wooden ship. Assholes are rare, so where'd you put your fish? Shouldn't this rescue mission be going smoother? It's always less efficient without your own maneuvers. But don't sweat the white van, cause I know the shooter. DC sniper, easy right or wrong? Yeah, we're both commuters. On board with minds clear of impurities, while we were on tour with idea and abilities. Gratuitous plug, but do what it does. While I'm educating the haters and consuming the love. You were with us now, or the last one in agreement. Eventually the energy captures the elitist. If you give away your money, you will become utterly ordinary, unless you happen to be a genius. Paper shredder, edit your resume, get a dye job. iPod atheist, lately been saying my God. Hi mom, the world thanks you for the time bomb. Hi knobs, tell Dez we got 09 locks. Cyclops, singular vision, knowing I'll see all these mind comp demigods broken in three. Nobody's so damn well educated, you can't learn 90% of what he knows in a week. Code of the streets, but these teams to scenes has got the same look. And everyone submitting a love song about Facebook, or ignoring the rhythm and imitating Dane Cook. I'm a cool G-Bat, this motherfucker till Jake's hooked. Honor aside, your honor, I'ma get high, cause I haven't been the same since Kurt Vonnegut died. And I promise I tried to add flavor to these soft serve crossbreeds between Sudoku and a crossword. Crosshair, TV on the radio, through the internet in an envelope, and then mailed with forever stamps. You like whatever, champs? I'm like whatever, fam. Let us jam. Pearl your world, cause I'm the better man. Instead of saying I got a castle with metal doors, unsettled scores taking your pulse on every floor. I have no culture, no humane harmony in my brains. I can't live without a culture anymore. Metaphysical, metaphorical, categorical, historical. It doesn't matter if the horrible lie. So death to the formal goodbyes. Goodbye, Blue Monday at 4:45. I'm swarming the skies, and according to my calculations, I'll be out of patience in a second or two, cause waiting around for more people is just about all there is for people in heaven to do. I said it to you, said it to them, I said it to the dreaded credit crunch and should have never said it again. I said it till it's embedded and wedded to a better defense, while viewing Armageddon in retrospect. All these special effects and metrosexual extraterrestrial SOS stressing confessionals. Never been professionals a day in their life, so I gave them some ice nine and said maybe you're right, maybe it's right that we popping pills as David and Goliath riot for gold in the Copperfield. Yo, you got to chill. Sedation's got appeal, but I feel any story of creation's not as real if it's not real. For real, what happened to reality? How did we arrive at a point where no one knows? So it goes,
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 so it goes.
Dedicated to the memory of Kurt Vonnegut Jr., who taught us tears can be shed in joy and sadness. He also taught us if you take yourself too seriously, you're easily taken for granted. So I'll end it on this note. How many Republicans does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
I'll look into it and get back to you.